begin the current daf mesechtas makis daf yedches. Begin the daf, get the test matzah, begin the gemara. V'lilki mishum zar lo yechol kodesh. Why saying there's only five? You can get another set of lashes. Now, Rashi lepirish. Rashi doesn't explain. The ligar sinale, meaning he doesn't have that
girsa. Why? Mishum nahu gazem pasay actually b'chumah, because it's actually written regarding chumah. V'av ki gam echetchem b'chumah. Although we technically learn out exish of a kachim from chumah from chetchet. Even so, that's not preferable, because the safe at the end of the day, less al b'shabbat pruta. That teaching is only by something worth a pruta, b'yeshnai, and actually some of the girsa b'loy achil, that's even without eating. But b'rabba le'mani, he's only counting the elachilic size, those that you violate by eating a gezais. Elagars, rather, girsa, Rashi has, as v'zalo yichli k'koydish heim, a different pasig, which is talking about that of kacha. K'nik tesmata begins the gemara, b'lulki mishum abbas v'sada trei v'loy sechelu. That should be another lab. So it says, of course, it's difficult. Why don't we say basa basada? That's a lav shabachlal. It's a generic, all encompassing lav. That means we say perget anosha on the kubbeis and beis. The oichal basa nachai. If you eat meat from a living creature, loikem b'shem basa basada. Shari kol hu kol ches amechitza. It's anything that's included that it's lacking. It's partition. Bein haitzi ubiyad the chutz leima. Whether the fetus stuck its hand out of its mother. Bein haitzi chutz chama. Whether it went out of the walls where it's supposed to be limited to. So the mashma mevim tzliyish. Why is it different than my carbon pasach that it has to be specifically roasted by the fire? The tachshav lav shabachol, that's considered a generic lav that include that it's all encompassing because it has many different things inside of it. Someone you can say is no. The galicha shvin lav shabachol. We don't consider something as a generic lav, meaning all encompassing lav. And like going in tzliyish, like by the carbon pasach, that has to be roasted by the fire. Shikol, which as includes no, if it's partially roasted, mevushal if it's cooked, overchein kol kodesh pasul the halacha of amid beis. That anything that's kachim that became disqualified, where that's because the yaitzev, let's say, went out, b'tame, or became tame, b'sul machem, some other psulin, changed shnei shemes, which those are two different names. That's a lav shabachlal. So the halacha b'hisha kol kol yis lavag, where it's including many things, but they're all the same thing of yaitzev. Shem yaitzev chadihin, and therefore the name of yaitzev is one. Rak tahavah b'kamet drachim, you could just have it many different ways. Left the womb, left the walls of the city. So lechashul le'lav shabachlal, that's not considered a lav shabachlal. Today you should know this. So lav the nice. Let's take the negative provision of leaving carbon over at designated time. Nafik, we learned it up in Pesach. After nice be'esh lo yechol, it should be burnt. Whatever's left over in the fire, it shouldn't be eaten. But asim nechazina, from there we see nicer. You have a leftover detayid, the nice, the kachim kalnis, the kachim kachim. All these different types of kabbalnis. For lechashul lav shabachlal is because it's one iser. It just has many different mediums. Kach near the mashiach. That's appears to my rishiyichim, my rebbe that it should live. I hate to test you, my lamed bum. Bez the maschal lav den beilo v'chulu etc.